everybody. Welcome to Magic the Amateuring, episode 11.
I'm so glad. Palindromic episode.
I was just going to say
that's
that.
That's very exciting.
Unless, I guess you count all of the other ones except for 10.
I literally was thinking that last night before I went to bed.
I was going to say,
this is our first palindrome episode.
And when I was going to bed, I'm like, I bet that fucking Maria's going to bring up palindromes and I'm going to steal her thunder.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Thunder stealer.
Stolen.
Stolen thunder.
Here on Magic the Amateuring, we talk about Magic the Gathering, and we focus on new people or people who are coming back to the game, because my friend Maria is very new.
I've just been born.
Yes, she's still wiping off the fetal mucus from her brow.
And pooping herself a ton.
Yeah, all over the place.
You guys, there's so many benefits to that.
Warmth?
Warmth.
I can't think of another benefit to pooping yourself.
Free hugs.
Freedom. Just freedom. Free hugs.
You get a lot of hugs. When I see people that have pooped themselves, the last thing I do is hug them.
The first thing I do is hug them, because think of how shitty, pun intended, your day has been if you have pooped yourself.
Yeah, but you're not even going to any effort to not poop yourself. So why am I supposed to swoop in and take your poop bullet when you're not even willing to put on a poop-proof vest?
Exactly.
Sure.
You expect him to be the poop secret service.
What Ben's trying to say is that he taught me magic a few months ago, and now I've become addicted, and I'm an amateur player. Ben has been playing for many years, since Fallen Empires, and we're your two hosts. We're joined by guest host Dan this week again. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Dan's an all-time player, too, an on and off guy.
On and off. I started
like
with
a light switch.
Homelands, I think.
Nice, yeah.
And then
now I hit series on HBO.
Yeah, exactly.
That series is way better than Homelands.
Memory erased. I don't know the plot of that show. It's like the Manchurian Candidate, right?
I don't know.
I don't know the plot of the Manchurian Candidate.
I think Claire Danes, like, she's anorexic in it or something.
Okay. It's about anorexia.
That's probably just life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nailed it. Suck it, Claire Danes.
Yeah. Take that, Claire Danes, and any other listeners who like Claire Danes. You are not a friend of this podcast.
Turn, download, aborted. For Claire Danes fans.
We've been doing this now for 11 episodes, and you can go to our website, magicTheAmaturing.com, and check out any of our earlier episodes, episodes 1 through 10, also gems in their own right.
Episode 10 is really good.
Dan was on episode 10.
Yep. 9's okay, too.
Sure. And you can check us out on mtgcast.com, and follow us on Twitter at mtacast. Thanks to all our new followers. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And I want to just say thank you to somebody who left us an iTunes review. It's our first review, you guys.
Oh, how many stars?
I'm so proud.
5 stars.
Whoa.
Yeah,
you went out of your way. I was expecting 2 tops.
I was expecting 5.
Oh.
It was left by Kevin Obvious. Thank you, Kevin. Yes. It's obvious how much you like us.
Wow, Maria, you should feel bad about yourself for what you just did. That was so bad.
It's punishment.
How many years of comedic training do you have?
5.
5, and you just, and that's how you choose to use your power?
Yep.
Wow.
So leave us an iTunes review, and you can have another great pun made out of your iTunes username.
Yes, anyone who leaves a review will have a guaranteed pun made by Maria.
It's a free gift.
So make your iTunes name really hard so that she has to make a pun out of it.
No problem. So yeah, coming up in today's show, we're going to have a segment for new learners, talk about our cards of the week, our create a card segment where we're creating our very own play set. We're now 5 cards deep. And we're going to check out Magic the Gathering Online, because Dan and I have recently started playing on Magic the Gathering Online.
Well, I made an account and tried to play and failed.
We'll get to that. That's all awaiting your ears, listeners.
For the noobs.
This is a segment where we touch on something pretty basic for new players out there like myself. This week we're going to talk about league play. leagues, a league of their own.
Uh-huh. What's a league, Maria?
Well, a league is something where a group of people get together, shake hands like gentlemen.
Yeah.
And in our case, play some matches.
Oh.
We, Ben and I, joined a sealed league here in town in Minneapolis, where we podcast from. And we got a sealed pool, which was six packs, and we had to build a deck out of those six packs. And we played a tournament. And at the end of the tournament, we were allowed to trade within the sealed league to try and build a better deck. And each week, we're going to come back and play another tournament and get a new pack of cards to boost our sealed deck. So it's an ongoing tournament. It's a month long. I don't know if that's how all leagues operate in Magic. I would assume not.
Yeah, I think so. They're pretty varied. They used to have leagues on Magic Online.
Oh.
Yeah, but they don't anymore. And I guess, so listener, if you are interested in doing a league, call up your local store and be like, hey, you got leagues?
And use that voice, please.
Hey, you got leagues?
You leaguing out there?
Hey, league!
When you get the cards, are you only allowed to use the cards that you obtain every week in your seal deck?
Yes.
Yeah, so every week you add to the pool of cards you're allowed to build with.
How do they know? Do you have to leave the deck under in a lockbox at the store?
Yeah, there's DNA tracers.
There's like those lasers that Catherine, what's her name?
Zeta
Jones
Heigl?
Had to get through. No. Catherine Heigl has never had to get through a laser.
Yeah. Suck it, Catherine Heigl.
I'm going to insult all of Hollywood by the time this thing's done.
Yeah, and that movie where
Knocked
she...
Knocked Up, yeah.
Nope.
She was impregnated. The laser. She didn't dodge a laser.
The laser movie where she met her now husband, or are they divorced?
What are you talking about?
Who's her husband?
The laser movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones and what, Michael Douglas?
That, what? No, I thought it was Sean Connery.
Oh. Yep. Yep. It's a different old man. They probably boned.
Yeah, obviously. I would. I mean,
Sean
I would
Connery
imagine.
Sean Connery is a gem.
Yeah.
No shit.
No one denies Sean Connery access to their data port.
No. What were we saying? Oh, yeah.
Leagues.
Okay, in reality, there's no way for them to check, so it's an honor system.
Yes.
But we're allowed to trade within the league, and we quickly realized that while your deck may have been mediocre today with the six packs, as mine was, that through trading, your deck is quickly going to become absolutely insane.
Yeah. Are people pretty nice about trading, or are they real hard asses?
It varies on the person. Yeah. Maria really screwed me over.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
You trade raped her? I've been watching a lot of The League on, what is that, FX?
Okay.
That's a term from that. That's about fantasy football.
That seems that seems highly offensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
Basically, Ben was like, I'm not playing Boros, so do you want my Boros cards?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not playing Simic Demir. Do you want those cards? And he's like, yeah.
Simic.
What were you?
Demir Orzhov.
Okay. And Ben was like, I'm playing Simic Orzhov. And I said, sure, have all my cards. So I think we probably built some pretty good decks.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yep. I'm thinking it's probably going to be pretty nuts. I still don't think my deck is that good. I don't have enough removal in my Demir deck, really, to get things going.
Well, you saw my Boros one. What do you think of it now that I've added in the trades and everything?
It looks good.
Why do you think it looks good?
That's pretty aggressive. It's got a lot of fast creatures and like a guild mage in here and some ember beasts and fire fist strikers. Yeah, you're gonna get things done. There's also an Aurelia's Fury.
Yeah, no big deal.
Just no big deal.
Three Sky Knights.
Oh my gosh, Maria. That's so many Sky Knights.
I would have a
deck.
The
important thing is that this deck makes you happy, Maria.
It does. What shirt am I wearing right now, you guys?
It's a red shirt. Smiley face shirt.
No, it's not. Dan, what does this look like?
Fist. With flames. A flaming fist. Fist flame. Revolution.
Listener, if you are familiar with the guild symbols, you'll know that Dan is describing Boros. It's
I think flame fist is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's wrong with flame fist?
It also looks like young communists of America.
Cha-ching, yeah. Assemble the Legion.
Yeah. We want wealth distribution.
What's the lore behind Boros? Do they have like a set canon?
Yeah, they're kind of like the military of the city of Ravnica.
Okay.
Organized, fast, small.
That seems where they would have the
just what
teamwork.
What I want in a man.
Organized, fast, and small.
Right.
All right, fair enough.
But I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting experience in this league just because people's decks are going to be pretty good through all the trading.
Yeah.
That it's going to be a really different gameplay.
Yeah, I think it's
going
to get nuts. I might have to just give up preemptively just because I don't want to spend all my time trading.
I don't think I really need to trade much more with that deck. It's like...
It's perfect.
I don't know about them, Maria.
Okay, Ben, what else do you think I need?
I'm just saying, you might run into some decks that can do some pretty insane things.
They can try.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I think we're just going to keep working our way towards premium...
Perfection.
Premium perfection decks.
Huh.
You know, and see what happens.
It'll be fun to see how it turns out.
Right.
It's also a cool way if you want to like save money, like you don't want to spend as much money, you don't want to draft every week or do sealed every week. It's kind of a lower cost way to keep playing games, but not spending money.
Not dealing out change.
Not hemorrhaging dollars out of your wallet organ.
Lessons learned. Dan, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is mana ramping?
Mana ramping is when first you have a little mana, and then you have a lot of mana.
Well said.
Yep.
Beautiful.
We're going to talk a little bit about this because, Ben, you had a recent experience at a draft where you played against a deck that had some mana ramping that helped it to destroy you.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Well, it felt, it hurt. It hurt a little bit. It hurt my feelings to lose.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Did your opponent trash talk you at all?
No, like, he was
you're
very...
You're getting ramped.
He was very polite. Ramp you!
You just been ramped. Amp up the ramp up.
Wow.
Ben, I want you to draw me a picture of how you felt after that match.
I felt like this.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. You just drew a dick.
No, this is a sad face.
Oh.
It's an optical illusion.
What would Freud say about me?
How did I
get to the future? Am I a zombie? Where am I? What year is this?
What's on your fucking shirt?
What's a woman doing in pants?
Yeah, suck it, Freud.
Okay, so...
Can we make fun of an actor that played Freud?
Who's played Freud?
Was that Viggo?
Viggo Mortensen?
In that one movie?
What?
Just recently, there was a Freud movie.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, two actor dudes. It was Jung and Freud.
The King's Speech? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, the King's Speech. Freud has a terrible speech impediment caused by his rampant cocaine use. And Carl Jung has to hold his hand through talking about how he's in love with his mother.
Oh, yeah! You're ringing a bell.
And the chicken Anna Karenina was in it.
Chicken? Oh. Chicken Anna Karenina is... That sounds delicious.
Yeah, Keira Knightley. She's skinny like a chicken.
Her and Claire Danes should just make a show called Bones.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a show.
It already exists. With Zoe Deschanel's sister and the dude from
Angel.
Oh, God.
Mm.
So, new idea for show. Bones is taken.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say trade of thought. So,
Mana ramping.
What cards do we have in Gatecrash that allow for a mana ramp?
Okay, well, the basic idea behind mana ramping is you're trading like cards for having access to more mana faster. So you're instead of just being content with playing one land per turn, you're saying, I want to skip ahead, get to the good stuff early. So some cards you can use to mana ramp, for example, are all the key runes, because they cost 3 mana and they tap for 1 mana. So the turn after you play them, you have access to 1 more mana. So that means on turn If you go land, play a key rune on turn three, and then play another land on turn four, that means you now have access to five mana. You can also, there's Verdant Haven, which is an enchantment that goes on a land, and it also costs three mana and lets you tap, get an additional mana of any color when you tap that land, and that's similar to key runes, so that lets you get to five mana on turn four. There's Greenside Watcher, which lets you untap a gate. So if you have a gate and you play the Greenside Watcher, on say you play the gate turn one, Watcher turn two, and then turn three you play a land, now you can tap for four mana. And then there's also, there's a few other cards like Urban Evolution that lets you draw a bunch of cards and play an extra land on the turn you play it. And then there's stuff like Crypt Ghast, where it's a rare, but it lets you make extra mana whenever you tap a swamp. And I actually played that guy today, and he allowed me to get out quite a few cards pretty fast.
Yeah. Nice.
So essentially you're sacrificing your early game. You're not getting any
for a late cheap game.
For a late game.
And that's, I think, the biggest downside. And in Gatecrash, it's a really big downside because there's lots of really fast decks.
Yeah.
If you're playing against Boros, you sometimes cannot survive just taking turn three to be like, I'm going to just put out this key rune and then boop a doop a doo. It's kind of like, you're decorating, you're like painting your house and then a hurricane hits. It's like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be boarding up the windows. You need to be spending that turn to board up the windows.
But if that hurricane hadn't come, you'd have a way nicer house than anybody else who was preparing for the hurricane.
That's true.
So you would win.
If there's no hurricane coming, then aren't you just a happy person anyway?
Yeah, the baby room is ready, and it is yellow.
You probably should have watched the Weather Channel, then you would know. Yeah. And you would know.
Right.
The Weather Channel be looking at the other person's deck.
Yeah, looking at, yeah. Whenever possible, look at the top card of your opponent's deck so you know what's going to happen.
Has there ever been a card like that?
Yeah, there's a million cards like that.
Oh.
I look at the top of decks all the time. It's just how I roll. I'm a deck looker.
Deal with it.
Put that on a shirt.
Deck looker. Ask me about my deck looking.
We'll make buttons.
I would love that shirt just because you would wear it and you would kind of forget you were wearing it and people would just look at you kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
As you're walking down the street, and I just think that would be so worth it.
I don't know. I don't get fazed by anything that's on a shirt anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What if the shirt was, I like to get fucked in the ass with a little winky face under it?
If you were wearing that shirt, it would not surprise me.
The most offensive shirt I ever saw, while we're doing shirt cast segments.
Shirt cast.
I lived in Japan for a couple years, no big deal. And there's a lot of poor...
You guys, as he said that, he did a ninja backflip.
It's true. There's a lot of poorly translated English language on their shirts. So this one was on a small child.
How big would you say the child was? 60 pounds?
Let's say 7 years old.
Okay.
However many pounds that equals.
Do you measure age of children in pounds?
Yes.
Anyway.
Continue.
And it had a picture of it was like a skull and crossbones, but it was like a bunny. A cartoony bunny. And then it said, I fucking hate, and then just had a whole list of racial slurs. It was terrible.
Wow.
Okay, that doesn't sound like bad English. It just sounds like a bigot.
Yeah, I think there's someone or someone's just native English speakers making shirts in Japan. They're like, ha 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 ha. Just laughing it up every day.
The bunny skull, I think, is really the best part.
Yeah, it really brings the whole thing together.
Wow.
So you would not suggest mana ramping in Gatecrash?
In general, I don't. I don't recommend that as your primary plan. But I will admit that when it works, it's really fun.
I feel like Gruul would quite like it. Yeah. Green, red, they have the bigger creatures.
Yeah. Gruul would like it because, yeah, they can play out all their big dudes and do whatever they want.
Who would it be bad against? It sounds like it would be weak against Boros, who's small, that's the thing. It's weak against, and fast.
It's weak against Boros. It's weak against aggressive Orzhov.
You don't want to be doing it in Simic.
It's weak against aggressive Gruul, and it's weak against aggressive Simic. So that's pretty much everyone.
Then how did this guy beat you?
I mean, he just, you know, he just beat me.
Okay.
Like, he just, you know, he had better draws than me, or I mulliganed when I shouldn't have, and, you know, like, even in, like, the best matchups, like, it's still basically a coin flip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, against two decks, like, I will say that both games where he beat me, I got him down to 10 life before he came back to win.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, it was not like he was in like a great position when he won those games. He just managed to play enough big creatures that I couldn't deal with it, and my draws weren't quite fast enough to do it.
I'm not in great positions when I do yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen you do yoga.
You should work on strengthening your core.
Yeah,
thank
your
you.
Core.
Use your sits muscle more.
Your sits.
Sids?
Sits.
What? Where is that?
It's where you sit.
My butt?
Whoa.
Do you have an explicit Maria. Tag on this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yes, your butt.
Your butt.
Gross. Cards of the week.
Great job, Dan.
Thank you.
I've heard better.
Cards of the week.
Don't let him influence you. You did great, Dan.
Okay. I feel sad now.
Ben.
She's just sucking your pee muscle right now.
Whoa. Wait, we have an explicit tag. Your
it's
wiener.
All cool.
Your wiener. That is the worst word for penis, FYI.
Yeah, because it's also the name of a food.
A delicious food.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh.
Suck tube is worse. Pulsing piss rod. Sorry. I have so many.
I think wiener's still worse. If we're going to be honest.
Yeah. I can't think of any situation where I would use the term wiener.
Yeah.
But I can think of ones.
Where you would say suck tube. Please, Ben, enlighten me.
Like if you're having a milkshake and you want to get at the bottom of it, you use the suck tube.
Ben, when would you say piss rod? Please, can you give me a scenario?
Yeah! Man! I've just woken up. Oh! Man, probably better take care of the old piss rod. See?
Yeah, that's applicable.
Maybe I'm camping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think similar situations
I really
to...
I'm really appreciating the context of being in like an earthy, kind of like outdoorsy environment.
Yeah, I would use piss rod the same time I used one-eyed trouser snake.
I would use piss rod like as a name for that old car I'm working on in the garage.
You got that piss rod running yet? No, the blocks are cracked. And the belts are belted.
Look, my girlfriend wants to move in. I need you to move that piss rod out of the backyard.
I've been working on it for months. It's going to win the race.
I'm sorry. That's where she wants to stable her pony.
You'll never win that race. You're nothing. You're just a has-been. But then, spoiler alert, you win the race.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh.
But then you're able to buy your own place with the prize money.
But then
you don't have to live off my welfare leavings anymore.
Your girlfriend gets eaten by her own horse.
Well, she was clearly set up as a villain.
Yeah.
But I have other love interests in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Exactly.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
Keira Knightley.
Mm.
All the Bones cast.
OK, Okay, Ben. Yeah. Do you have a card of the week?
I had a lot of fun with Cryptgast today, and I also played some games with Cloudfin Raptor. And like, when that guy's good, man, he's super good. He's so good.
And when he's bad.
When he's bad.
He's better.
Oh lordy. So bad.
First thing in the morning, I unleash some crypt gas. You know what I mean?
I'll throw a learnings.
Sure.
Something I've realized about the Gatecrash format, and you know, take this with whatever grain of salt you want to, because I'm not.
Ooh, sea salt.
I'm not Cecil. Cecil is my grandpa. I'm not like an expert in this format by any means, but one thing I realized is that I've been mulliganing a lot of hands, and I think if you open a hand, like in this format especially, I'm not just worried about do I have enough mana to cast my spells? I'm also worried about, does this hand have the potential for an explosive start? So does it have a Cloudfin Raptor in it that can like get evolved and get really big? Does it have a bunch of creature like Boros creatures that can get out and get out of control, get battalion really quickly? Or does it just have aggressive creatures or extort creatures? And if I have that, and I, you know, maybe only have one land, or maybe only have land of one color, I am now more likely to keep it. Whereas in other formats, I'd be more conservative and want to mulligan that, because getting that explosive start is so important, and if you don't get it and your opponent does get it, like, you can't win. That if you mulligan down to a hand that has more lands and castable spells but doesn't have that explosive start, you might just not be able to win anyway. So kind of what I'm saying is, like, you kind of need to get lucky a little bit in order to win this format. So I want to put myself in a position to get lucky, and when I don't get lucky, I don't get lucky. You know what I mean? I played some games online today, and I kept a one lander that had a prophetic prism in it.
Yeah.
And that worked out pretty well for me, because I was on the draw and I knew I had two chances to hit a land. And if I did hit a land, I knew I was going to get the prism, which means I get all my colors, and I get to draw another card off the prism, which means I'm probably going to get my third land drop as well. So.
You know, something I was thinking about was that explosive start, which you do need in Gatecrash. And I was remembering Return to Ravnica, and if it was the same idea. And I think it was that way with Rakdos, which was red and black, and they had Unleash and a lot of small guys similar to Boros.
Yep.
But you could draft a control deck in Return to Ravnica with Azorius, blue and white. And I was wondering, in Gatecrash, if there really is a control deck option. Because people used to think it was Orzhov.
Yeah.
But now more people are saying aggressive Orzhov.
The Dimir decks are usually more controlling, although there are like aggressive Dimir decks as well. And you can usually draft like more controlling versions of each archetype. But I think in general, the more aggressive decks are the better decks in the format. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you fall asleep, Dan?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I was thinking about Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's another strategy. If you just think about Catherine Zeta-Jones, you're pretty much guaranteed to enjoy your draft no matter what cards you have.
That's true. And Magic's about fun.
Yeah.
Number one.
So, yeah.
She's Welsh.
So that's an alternate strategy. That's true. I don't believe you.
You're a big Welshian fan.
Jones. Is that Welsh?
Jones is a big-time Welsh last name? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like it's a everybody.
Yeah, aren't a lot of people Welsh then?
Okay. It's one of the three staple Welsh last names.
What are the three?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Jones.
Get your Jones.
You Smith.
You got your Davies.
Johnson.
Your Davies.
You got your Lloyd. Those are three big ones.
Uh-huh.
There's probably more big ones that I'm forgetting. But those are three big ones.
Okay.
For any listeners that don't know, Maria is obsessed with Wales. And Welsh. Maria, if you had to choose between Welsh and Magic the Gathering, what would you choose?
What do you mean I had
one
to choose?
One of them has to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Forever?
Forever.
Oh my God.
Annihilated.
Why do you do this to me?
Not just destroyed, but no one would ever know that they existed.
I feel like...
You can go back in time and stop it from happening.
Okay. If Magic was destroyed, I think that somebody else would come up with a game pretty similar to it.
No, no similar games. But yeah. If Wales was destroyed, something similar would happen.
Yeah, they'd come up. They'd like come up with a country to put there.
Yeah, it's not like no one would ever live in that land.
Oh, I thought it'd just be like ocean.
Well, there's people who live in the ocean. Yeah. Mermaids. They're usually blue cards.
If Wales was destroyed, you would never have the Lorwyn set. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. So. That'd be fine. I think most people would be fine with that.
My card of the week is mugging. Mm. Mugging everybody. Not like for the camera. In the Magic game. Have we read this on the show?
No, go for it.
Okay, Dan, do the honors.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me. Mugging costs one fireball, and there's a kick-ass minotaur putting some dude in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a sorcery, and mugging deals 2 damage to target creature. That creature can't block this team.
Turn.
Oof. Let me do that again.
Too much Zeta on the mind.
Yeah. Mugging deals 2 damage to target creature. That creature can't block this turn. Got it.
Read the flavor.
Scream, colon, muffled. Pockets, colon, emptied. Neck function, colon, never the same again. That's weird text.
Neck function, colon. That should be someone's Magic the Gathering online name.
Neck function, colon. So my league deck now has 3 muggings in it.
Yeah.
And I haven't played with it a whole lot, to be honest, but a lot of people love this card. It's cheap. It's effective. But my question about it was, Ben, do you think this card should be more often used, you know, in the late game to tap down a guy to make sure that they can't block this turn?
Okay, first of all, it doesn't tap.
Okay, sorry.
It falters.
To falter?
It's a falter effect,
to falter
yes.
A guy?
Yeah, okay. So you can't block. Go on.
Would you rather use this in the late game to falter somebody to push through damage, or in the early game just to get their guys out of the way to enable your attacks?
Well, in a good Boros deck, there is no late game.
Right. That's true.
I think in this deck, I think I usually want to use it to kill a dude.
Okay.
However, if your deck is super aggressive, then you can also use this just to push through damage. But you have to be aware that that's card disadvantage, and if the game is going to go on a long time, that's no good. But in general, like if you can cast this and push through like 5 damage, 7 damage, 8 damage, that's probably pretty good for a Boros deck.
So would you pick mugging in a pack over, say, Madcap skills, for instance?
Yes, I think I would take mugging over Madcap skills. Mugging is like just really versatile, and it's good even if you don't have a creature on the board, which Madcap skills is really only good if you have also have creatures in your hand. And mugging really does kill a lot of stuff in the format, so yeah, I like it. I like it over Madcap skills.
Versatility, it's a big word.
Yes. Okay. What does it mean?
What I meant to say is that I hear it a lot from people. They say, like, for instance, Boros Charm, good because it's versatile, because it can do 3 different things.
Yeah.
You know, versatility, flexibility.
Yeah, it's just so bad to have a dead card in your hand, like a card that you can't use, like an enchant creature when you don't have a creature, or a pump spell when you don't have a creature, that having cards that are almost never dead, because they have very different functions, is just very useful.
Dan, what's your card of the week? I hear it's a good and...
I like it. I don't know how good it is. Ben can tell me it's worthless. But when I was thinking about cards of the week, I thought back to my youth when I played a lot of Magic. And I remember...
When you weighed 60 pounds.
When I paid I was a 60-pound-year-old. But I got this card and was stoked about it. It is Gaia's Liege. It is a green creature. 3 trees and 3 other things.
And he looked...
Oh my god, that art is insane.
Yeah.
That art is my dream.
That's the best thing. Or the art, he looks like a Knights Hussein-y.
He's got antlers.
He's like a dude with a huge Gandalf beard and antlers.
And I'm like looking at him through green glasses.
Yeah, the whole thing's tinted green.
Yeah.
A lot of green filter. So he has power and toughness equal to the number of forests you control.
Oh.
When he's blocking, But when he attacks, he's equal to the power and toughness of force that your opponent controls.
Oh.
And then you can also tap him and turn a target land to a force until he leaves play. So given enough time, you turn your opponents all their land to forests and makes them less useful to them, and then he can eventually become hugely powerful. I mean, you enter him, he's going to be at least 3/3, but if you're playing straight green, which is what I usually did, he's going to be like 6/6.
Yeah. And then, like, some cool things you can do with this guy is, like, you can... Well, you have to keep in mind that when you attack, if they don't have any forests...
He's dead.
He's dead. So make sure they have... Make sure you make their stuff forests. And that can also, like, mess up their game because they're like, oh, I was gonna use those lands for something other than being forests. And if you block with him, you can block and then tap him to turn a land into a forest and like pump him up by one.
That's true.
If you want. Yeah, this card is pretty cool. I don't even know like if this card would be good anymore.
I feel like it would take a while to actually be worth it because he's so expensive.
Yeah, he's pretty expensive. If you have like a straight green deck, then he'd be pretty sweet, but... When is that ever going to happen? Am I right?
Yeah.
I miss the days of one color.
Yeah.
It's less confusing.
You sound like a grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't we all just be green?
Guys, my grandma called me today.
Oh, how is she doing?
She's doing well. She wished me a happy birthday.
Is today your birthday?
No. Ooh. She wished me a belated Grandma's happy birthday.
Right. It was like a month ago.
It was over a month ago.
Okay.
But yeah, she wished me happy birthday and asked about my love life.
What are grandmas for?
Yeah. What are grandmas for?
Did she send you a crisp $5 bill?
She didn't.
Oh yeah, my grandma used to give me $1 for every year I was until turned, I think, 18, that stopped.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
too bad.
You have to, I mean, eventually that's going to bankrupt someone,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's like a exponential.
Once you get to a million.
Factorial. Nope, that's
like where you get, like, give me a penny on the first day and then double it every day of the month.
Right.
Well, it's not that insane.
Yeah.
It's not exponentially, it's just linearly increasing.
Okay. Yeah, idiot.
I'm real good at finger painting.
I bet.
No, nope. I'm not.
By numbers?
Yeah.
Not by numbers. You're terrible at numbers.
Screw both of you!
It's so true. It's so true.
It takes all kinds to build a world.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
What would this world be without people who are bad at math?
I hate you both.
Better. Probably better.
Probably better, yeah. Now that I think about it, if everyone was sweet at math.
Create a card. This is the part of the show where we're creating our playset, yet to be named.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we have 5 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Will you hand me that piece of paper over there, sir?
Yep.
We have 6 cards so far. Sleepy Goblin, It's My Birthday, Mothery, Kool-Aid Man, Double Date, and Flush. And some of our followers on Twitter, at MTAcast, FYI, have made these cards for us, and they're fabulous.
Oh, I haven't seen them. I would
be excited
to see them.
They're great. All Somebody right. made us Kool-Aid Man and Mothery. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
I was noting before we started that 2 of the cards on there have to do with pregnancy. And
right.
After 9 yeah. turns, you get
it's
a 1-1 baby.
It's
10-pound token.
Yeah, it has to be 10-pound.
Yeah, reproduction is a theme.
That's the theme of the set. So, you know.
It's about we're at that stage in our life where we're getting older and, like, all our friends are getting married and
yeah.
having kids, you
Grandmas
know, and
are calling us.
And all we have to turn to is Magic the Gathering, so.
We're channeling
yeah.
our reproductive frustrations.
Grandmothers are asking where their great-grandchildren are,
yeah.
you know.
You go to parties, everybody's got kids.
Yeah,
you
everyone's
talk
bringing
about
their kids
magic
to their party.
That makes kids.
Yeah.
yeah.
Then you have common ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like. Oh, I know what you mean. I just made a magic card that keeps me up all night, too.
They just look at you like, you don't fucking
I don't,
know.
You don't know what it's like. And I'm like, well, you had a baby.
So this week, I've listed some cards that we could create from our conversations. Ready?
Yeah.
Suck tube.
I think it's an artifact.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Target milkshake is drunk up.
Yes. This does seem like a milkshake set.
Yeah.
We already said this is a pregnancy set.
Yeah, but when you get pregnant, what's the first thing you want?
Pickle milkshakes.
Has that been your experience?
Well, Ben, I've never been pregnant, so I don't know.
Oh.
Awkward.
Have you ever gotten an intense milkshake craving and been like, uh-oh, pregnancy scare?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
But I think we need to create a milkshake card to go along with this then.
Suck tube, yeah.
So what does suck tube do again?
It drinks Target milkshake up.
What does that mean? It's destroyed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so.
Milkshake is like milkshake. a 1-1.
Shamrock shake.
Shamrock shake. So it's green. 1 green, 1-1.
Yeah. Green creature milkshake.
Yeah.
And it says, whenever it shamrock brings- shake is drunk up, sacrifice it. You gain 3 life.
But if you have 3 or more milkshakes out there, it brings all the boys to the yard.
Exactly.
So you get, if you got 3 out, you get 3 more.
Yeah.
Ooh, dangerous. Summon a 1-1
you know,
boy token.
That
No, 5.
This makes a lot of sense because once those boys are brought to the yard, you know they're going to get someone pregnant.
Synergy.
So you need...
this. I did not realize how strongly milkshakes would fit into our theme.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you, Dan.
So we invented 2 because you needed the milkshake card.
Yeah, we invented 3 cards
today. So suck tube is a counter to the milkshake deck.
So yeah, tell me...
drink up.
Suck tube. You gotta make sure you use suck tube because if we get 3 milkshakes out there,
all the boys get to the yard.
All the boys are being brought to the yard.
Okay, tell me again what's on
and then
milkshake.
Once the boys are back in town,
God. You know, in Magic, the yard is slang for the graveyard.
Oh,
so maybe.
So it brings all target. Once you have 3 milkshakes. All of target opponent's creatures are put into the graveyard.
All of their boys.
All of their male creatures.
Okay, so, wait, we're going to have to gender these cards now?
Yep. I feel like most creatures are dudes.
Ooh.
I'm going to go
Kool-Aid Man. We have Kool-Aid Man. That's obviously
a dude.
Sleepy Goblin's a girl.
Okay.
So I guess we do.
Double date.
That
was even. That's a push.
Boys have to go to the yard. I love it. Okay. All right. So summarize milkshake for us, Ben.
Milkshake? Well, milkshake is a creature type. I think that we're going to need lots of milkshakes, different kinds of milkshakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shamrock shake. He's a 1-1 with some milkshake synergy.
Okay. So the card is actually Shamrock Shake, and its type is milkshake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then there's like 1-1. Oreo. And Oreo Blizzard. That's a milkshake.
Slow down.
And plain vanilla. And once you have 3 milkshakes.
Oreo and plain vanilla.
When you have 3 milkshakes in play.
I have to keep track of all this shit.
Take all opponents' boys and put them in the yard.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, suck tube is important then. You're going to want to have a suck tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a high pick.
It's a 3-cost artifact.
Yeah, it's not unheard of to first pick a suck tube.
Tell me about it.
Oh, suck tube.
Okay. All right, everybody. We're going to talk about something that brings our addiction into the forefront of our lives.
Yeah.
Makes it obvious. Mm. And this week, we're talking about Magic the Gathering Online.
Yay.
Dan
gambling.
And I.
Beep, boop.
10110.
Internet.
You've got mail. Dan and I have recently opened up Magic the Gathering online accounts.
Welcome. Welcome to Magic and the Internet.
Thank you.
Have you noticed that you can now play Magic at all times, at any time that you want to?
Yes.
Are there smartphone apps? I feel like there should be.
No.
Get on that, Coast Wizards.
Yeah, they're a little bit behind the
I know
I had to get boot camp just to put this on my computer because I have a Mac.
Yeah.
F that.
Yeah. It's quite a fragile system they got going there. There's quite a few, like, bugs and shit. Like, today I did a draft, and, like, I get in the draft, and then before I could do anything, it just randomly selected my card for me.
What?
So I first picked, a contaminated ground.
Oh, sick!
And I could just, like, I saw the pack flash in front of me for a second, so I was like, no!
What happened? What did you do? Did you just suck it up?
I sucked it up, and I still managed to make it to the finals, even with a wasted first pick. Mm-hmm. But I also filed for reimbursement.
Good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
So, should we say what our usernames are? Because Nell's got Magic the Gathering online, and we had listeners submit names for him. He has chosen a name, but we're going to reserve that until he comes on the show to guest host again.
Yeah.
But I think Dan and I can reveal ours.
Sure.
All right. Well, first of all, my name is Middle Schooler, and you can feel free to message me if you want. Someone messaged me today. Just say, hey, love your cast. And so I was like, cool.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's no sweat.
Cool.
My name is Sparkle Fury.
Nice.
And Sparkle is spelled 5P4RKL3 because I am Leet.
Wow.
Fury is spelled normally.
I love it.
Yeah. But you can message me too if I can figure out how to play a game.
And if you can figure out how to spell that.
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Horny_Unicorny.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Horny unicorny. There's an underscore in the middle.
Isn't that redundant? Aren't all unicorns horny by nature?
Yeah.
Unless they've been mutilated.
It is redundant, but...
By poachers.
Yeah.
Poach unicorn.
So feel free to message me, because I probably won't know what I'm doing. And that was evident when I decided to try my first draft.
Well, you've gotten farther than I have.
Well, no, right.
What happened?
Okay. I thought this would be a great idea because I love drafting. It's my favorite thing to do. And
why not have access to your favorite things at all times?
Thank you, day or night.
Right. And I decided to go Swiss style because that's what I'm familiar with.
Swiss, so that means you play out all three rounds no matter what, no matter how bad you lose.
Mm.
And each round you win, you get one pack. So the most you can win is 3 packs. But the least you can win is 0 packs. But usually... You win at least one pack because usually there's at least one sucker in the draft that goes 0-3 with a terrible deck. But so, Maria, how did you do?
I won one pack, okay.
Nice.
But my deck was horrible because I think I was really trying to recreate the experience I had at a draft recently where I drafted Orzhov and I just drafted an insane removal Orzhov deck, which was just like 50% removal, maybe more, and I did really well with it. But... it wasn't happening, and I think I was forcing it, and I should have gone Boros, but I didn't read the signals. But it was like, you know, it's so different. It is so different than playing in real life because it goes so fast, and somehow my awareness is just not there in the same way.
Were you distracted?
You thinking about Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Were you watching on YouTube? I know that's my biggest pitfall is, you know, I've made a pick, I'm waiting for the next pack, and it's like, ugh, better open YouTube. And search for lasers.
I love laser videos.
Me too. Watch some clips from traffic.
I was doing something. I was working on my website. Because it's just so, it's fast. I don't know. Because it's a game to me and it's two-dimensional, I don't think I took it as seriously because you're just not.
You need like the three dimensions of... paper magic cards.
Humanity. And he's surrounded by humanity. Oh. You know, to make
the little picture of your opponent's icon doesn't do for you?
No. Oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's my first time. But so my deck was really bad.
Sure.
And it was Orzhov and plus Dimir. And I was like, screw it, I'll just see what happens. And I played somebody, guess what they were? Orzhov Dimir.
Nice.
So especially bad, I think, because there's... Because
they just had a better version of your deck.
Right. And first of all, I could not figure out how to untap my lands once I tapped them.
How to, like, undo?
Undo, right. And I think I had an issue because I couldn't right-click with my mouse because it was boot camp and Windows doesn't understand
that mouse. It's on a Macintosh,
And I messaged my opponent. I'm like, hey, I'm new at this. Smiley face. Like, how do I untap my lands? And the guy was probably just like, what the fuck?
you know, clean up on this one.
Yeah, cha-ching. Right. And he did. And yeah, he's like, just right click it. And then I like said something else and no response. So
he was probably playing other games where he also had to help people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And also I had Mortis Strider and Dutiful Thrall and Cartel Aristocrat, right?
Okay.
And I was trying to do a little combo with Cartel Aristocrat and Dutiful Thrall or with Mortis Strider. And I could not for the effing life of me figure out how to sacrifice one to give Cartel protection.
Why not?
I don't know.
You just
know.
Click on it.
I just couldn't. There was too much happening.
Did you click on it?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did it say sacrifice, choose a creature to sacrifice?
Look, I can't explain it to you. Just, I was having trouble. And so I thought, Ben, I thought you would do Dan and I the favor. Because Dan, what was your experience?
Oh, so I got excited and I said, hey, I one time played a Magic on the computer. I think it was like a Duels of the Planeswalker type thing back in the day, which was like an adventure game style thing where you walked around and like you fought snakes.
So this
and,
was
like,
not
gained cards.
This was not Duels of the Planeswalker. Oh, yeah, no. Duels of the Planeswalker is like a recent game that came out, and you can get it like on Xbox and a bunch of different platforms. And it's Magic, but it doesn't have all the cards. You're talking about like there's a game called like Scheherazade or something.
Maybe.
And it was like
we'll do some research and we'll talk about
you would
it.
Like walk sweet. You'd like walk around and you'd have to like battle to win cards and make your deck better.
You started with like 5 cards and then you went around a little forest and like you found a wizard. He's like, let's fight. And then you fought him and you got cards from him. It was a single player game. And then you would assemble your deck and then you'd find a snake and you'd have to
fight
it. I
think every time you won, you got one card.
Yeah. It was sweet. Anyway, my experience with Magic the Gathering online.
Yeah.
So I bought it. And then I was like, oh, okay, let's play a match. And I went to the, you know, for the starters, like for new people. And I was like, okay, oh, I have to select a deck. I clicked on the select a deck. And then there was like a billion choices. I was like, sweet, I got so many decks at this purchase.
Yeah.
And I selected one. I was like, this is good. Hooray. And it's like, you don't have those cards. Oh, okay. How do I make a deck? And I spent like 10 minutes trying to figure out how to make a deck. And I had to go online and Google it. And then I finally found the deck editor. But I didn't have any cards at all.
Yeah.
And I thought I got cards when I signed up.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I had to go to my collection, open my starter pack, which makes a wrinkly foil sound when you click
part,
on it.
Yeah.
And then I have 4 other packs inside that have random stuff. Mm. One's a sealed deck, but it's really like 800 cards or something.
Yeah.
So I assembled a 40-card deck from that. And then it told me I could only have gold cards. I couldn't have gold cards with non-gold cards. So I removed those, and then it told me it had to be 60 card limit if I wanted to do whatever, and then I just gave up.
Yeah, so the gold cards are like, see, this is the new user experience of this game is not so great.
Yeah.
Which I think is why they made Duels of the Planeswalkers in the first place, because they're like, okay, we need to give people a way to get addicted to this that doesn't have such a huge barrier.
Yeah.
But yeah, like on Magic Online, they've done some stuff to try to make it better, and that's what those gold cards are, because they're like, okay, well, why don't we give, they're like Planeswalker packs or something.
Yeah.
So like, why don't we give new people like a bunch of free cards that they can just use like with other Planeswalker cards. But yeah, it's kind of complicated, and I bought some just to kind of check out what it was, even though my account's super old and from before when they gave us that shit. And it was not hard. It was not very like easy to get all that stuff figured out.
Can I use the pack I won in my draft to play another draft?
Yes.
Okay.
How many? You need 3 packs to draft.
Yeah.
So, yeah. To draft, you need 3 packs and 2 event tickets, or you can enter for 14 event tickets, or you can enter with a draft pack, which is just a thing you buy from the store that has 3 packs in it and 2 event tickets.
Sure.
How much does a pack cost?
If you buy it from the store on Wizards, it costs like $4. But you can buy tickets for $1, and then online you can trade for packs, and usually the packs are less than that, like they're 3.3 or 3.4 or something. So you can like go trade a bot. And then if it's like not an even number of tickets, they'll be like, I'll remember your credits for later.
Ben, will you take us on a little tour?
Sure. What would you like to see?
Let's just go over there.
Okay. We got Magic the Gathering right here.
It's yellow.
I'm gonna just log out real quick.
It's a good brown theme you have.
I feel like this, you know, this is the beta client. It is just full of stuff that I'm looking at.
Yeah, when I logged on, I wanted a button that said play tutorial.
Magic.
Yeah, tutorial.
Quick game. That's what I wanted to see.
Okay, well, Dan, do you want to, we could log into your account and get you set up. How does that sound?
Sure.
All right, so first.
Yeah, God, Ben.
Let me change my region and language settings to, my keyboard is in Welsh format. Listeners, I use a Dvorak keyboard because it's more efficient. You should all look into it.
Don't look into it. It's horribly annoying. Look at this guy here. What's his name?
Nicole Bolas.
Why does he have an egg floating between his horns?
That's kind of his, I don't know, because he's like super powerful. He's so powerful, like floating an egg between his horns is like no big deal to him.
After 9 turns, it hatches into a new one.
Wouldn't you show off if you had that kind of power?
I guess I would do something cooler than an egg.
Oh, what would you do?
Like
another dragon.
Tits.
Tits? You'd float tits between your horns?
Wouldn't you? We just looked at Magic the Gathering Online with Ben. He helped you out. What'd you learn?
So I think the first thing I learned was that I should have downloaded the beta client instead of the general release, because the general release is old and really hard to use. And while it sounds like the beta is pretty buggy, it looks a lot slicker. It actually looks like modern software.
Yeah, it looks more important to you than functionality.
Big time. Okay. Yeah. If I see any software that looks like it's from the mid 90s, I'm like, get me out of here. I don't want to see any animated GIFs.
Yeah. Maria, you're going to make a joke about his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
That's why your wife is really hot, but she's also, God, I lost. Your wife is really hot.
You can stop there. She's really hot.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not done. She's really hot, but all she does is sit on the toilet all day.
That's what beta clients do?
Well, you said looks really great, no functionality.
I feel like pooping all day is great functionality.
But if that's all you do.
Well, that's just specific use. It's streamlined.
What good is a hot wife if she's always pooping?
Can't bring her anywhere. Yeah. Shit.
Pooping wife.
Can't show her off.
Is that a hot wife of yours?
Unless you're like, oh yeah, come into my bathroom.
Probably pooping.
Probably pooping.
There she is. Check her out. Yeah. Holy shit, man.
Why are all your pictures of your wife from the waist up?
And why is always your bathroom towels in the background? That brings me to a quote from Megan.
I left my wife and she poops on a normal schedule. So you go to hell.
Thank you, Dan.
Megan,
well said. Megan is our traditional third host for the show. She's traveling Europe right now.
Yes, she's abandoned us for other continents.
Never coming
she's
back.
She's changed.
Wait, I learned other things about the client. Are we done? Just blind?
Oh, okay.
Did I? Fuck it. Go on.
I wanted to say, you know, Megan recently played a draft in Berlin, which I think was pretty neat that she did. And she talked to all the guys. She hung out with them afterwards. And she also hung out with some other random Germans who were in the hostel that she was staying with. And afterwards, she said this to me, which I thought was really deep. Quote, "My general conclusion is now that if you don't do improv or play magic, you're probably going to be boring after a while."
Wow.
Wow. Harsh words.
She's writing off a large portion of humanity. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Probably over 99% of people.
I would say that's true, yeah. That's a lot.
Do you agree or disagree?
You know, usually going to Europe broadens your horizon.
It's actually narrowed it.
Yeah, it's like she's focused it.
She's going to come back filled with hate for most people.
Wow.
Well, it was Germany.
Yeah, true. So, land of hate.
Yeah. Well, everyone, that's episode 11. Thanks for listening.
I hope you learned something.
I hope you...
About yourselves.
Remember, you can follow us for more of this great...
Just top shelf quality.
Quality entertainment.
Number one.
At MTAcast.
Yeah.
Every time... You do.
I'm a follower.
Me too.
Every time we get a new follower, an angel has an orgasm.
Wow.
So think about that,
listener. If you ever want to get off an angel. You know, all angels in magic are women, but all angels in the Bible are men.
Mm. And all angels in dogma don't have any genitals.
And all angels on Halloween are women as well. You never see a dude walking around in an angel costume.
No, you don't.
So milkshake deck, weak against angel decks.
Yeah, yeah.
Good point.
Yep.
Good point.
Yeah.
You can send us an email at magicktheamateuring@gmail.com. Or
what happens every time you get an email? Does a
Ben has an orgasm?
It's true. Be careful about your timing.
Please send it, for the love of God, please send it during the workday, because it just makes me happy when Ben has to go home to change pants.
Don't worry, I'm installing a suck tube, so it won't be an issue anymore.
MagicTheAmateuring.com is also where you can find us, get some of our back issues.
Back issues. Yeah, we're like a Boys Life magazine.
Tiger Beat.
American Girl.
What?
It's a magazine.
Sure.
Boys Life. I think I was a Boy Scouting magazine.
Yep.
Probably.
Highlights?
For children.
Mm-hmm. Reader's Digest. Golf Digest.
Newsweek.
Digest is about the intestine.
And the digest industry.
I had a friend who worked in a craft library, like Craft the Company. And he said there were a lot of meat-based publications, like Meat Monthly.
I bet.
Meat Monthly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slaughterhouse.
Five.
24/7.
Cheese whiz! Exclamation point.
It's good.
Like, what does that have to do with meat?
With craft.
Craft. They make singles.
Yeah, but meat.
There were also cheese-based ones, but I guess more meat ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a more serious business.
Meat's a big industry.
Yeah. One of the biggest. And when you take into account that all other industries are run by people made out of meat.
Oh.
Oh, God.
It's even bigger.
On that note... Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
We love you guys.
But not as much as you love us.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Dan, make another. Dan just made a kissing noise in the microphone. Do it again.
Kiss your hot pooping wife like that? So I missed a million miles of